We're going to pause that one because I already have Blake Bowden. Blake, oh God, I did it again. Blake Bowden on the line from Phantom and the Opera. So I must say, hello, Blake. How are you doing?
I'm good.
I keep saying Bowden.
I've never been called Bowden before, but I'm kind of into it.
How not? Kind of how have you not been called Bowden?
Blake Bowden. It rolls off the tongue quite well.
It does. So, you know, anyway, I'm not going to try and be funny because it's all about you right now. And I'm funnied out at the minute. We talked a few months ago now about the, you know, sort of a bit of lockdown about it all happening. Mm-hmm. And now finally it's here. You're on stage. You're performing Phantom of the Opera in the Sydney Opera House. How is it?
It's been incredible. We had our official opening last Friday night, so a week ago today, and it was pretty incredible. And look, it's such an iconic show, and to be at the Opera House is pretty incredible. And like we spoke last time, you know, it got shut down last year because of COVID. So for a lot of us, it's been like, you know, almost a year and a half in the making. So
wow.
It feels pretty epic that we finally got here and we finally got the show open. Dodging all the COVID bullets left, right and center.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, it's been amazing and the response has been really lovely, and it's a pretty special place to walk to every day to go to work in that venue.
Walk to work. Love that.
Yeah. You know, you walk down from Circular Quay there and you just see, you know, Harbour Bridge on one side, the Opera House on the other side. It's pretty magical. So a lot of us are just pinching ourselves and also just trying to, you know, take it all in while we can. We've only got another 7 weeks here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're trying to enjoy it as much as we can while we can.
So, you know, as you walk up to the Opera House firstly, how are the acoustics in there? I mean, that's what they talk about for yourself performing there. Do you
it's
notice
great.
It?
Yeah. Yeah, the recent upgrade they did was actually in the concert hall, and we're in the Joan Sutherland Theatre, which is the big theatre, and it's always been wonderful. It's kind of funny. I think it's over 2,000 seats, the Joan Sutherland, but it feels really intimate. And the stage is actually quite small. One of the reasons that Phantom of the Opera has never been at the Opera House is because of how small the stage actually is, and there's not much room backstage. There's basically no wing space, not very much room, but this particular set has been designed so it can fit into a whole bunch of different venues. And so I think that's why we're so lucky to finally have this production at the Opera House, because of this specific design and this set. And it's still pretty epic in that space.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what the beautiful thing about it is that the story is really forefront in this production, because it is so intimate and you are so close up. We really have pulled out the story of these characters. And obviously, there's still a massive chandelier and there's all these pyrotechnics and all these amazing things that happen. But we've really tried to hone in and focus on the story because of the venue itself. It really lends itself to that.
And you play as Raoul, is it not?
Raoul, yes. I play Raoul. Vicomte de Chauny. So he's one of the three in the love triangle. So there's the Phantom himself, and then Christine Daae, who is the young singer that we're both in love with. And we have a bit of a tussle in the show to see who wins out. But I won't give it away. But
No.
Let's say I leave the show feeling quite proud of myself.
Oh, okay. I love that. For yourself, I know we talked previously about it, but, not necessarily operatically trained, but are you finding that, you know, you're warming into the role? It's quite a lot on the voice. You know, you guys are doing a lot of shows.
Yeah, it is a lot, and you know, it has been, you know, nearly 2.5 years since I've properly been on stage doing eight, nine shows a week. So it has been a lot, and it's a big thing, but it's also very emotional. The show is incredibly emotional. So, and I think that takes a certain toll on your voice and on your body and then on your mind, actually. But I mean, on top of, you know, but it is also joyous, and the audience, just the response every night is so amazing. So, you know, it's enough to push through that pain. And, you know, as the weeks go by, you know, you do get a little bit of show fitness, and you know, it will get easier and easier. So it's just actually now settling into the run is the best part of of doing this job. Obviously, opening night's exciting and rehearsals are exciting too, but the best part of being an actor is actually just settling in and finding new moments and feeling comfortable in the role and in the show. It's the nicest part of the process, I think.
So, I mean, you've just explained probably my next question, but I'm someone who likes to do things new. That's why I love radio and how it changes every time. So when you are doing a run like that, sort of towards the back end of it, how do you keep each performance fresh? What do you put into your mind?
I think that, like, you find new things, you find new emotions that come up. But for me, you have to focus on the other actors on stage. If you are intently focused on them and you're curious about every moment, you can find new stuff every night. And of course, that's the job, right? That's the skill, is keeping it fresh, because that audience hasn't seen it before. It's the first time they've ever seen it, and probably the last time they're going to see it. So it is about keeping it fresh for them. And you do find it, like, obviously, you know, it's like any jobs, you know, some days are tougher than other days.
True, very true.
Yeah, but, you know, I always find that if I just focus on the other actor and if I just listen and try and listen every single show, then it feels fresh to me as well, which is nice. And you do surprise yourself. You do find things, and that's the joy of this job. And I think that's also why we love being actors, because we do get a thrill out of that.
So have you discovered anything about yourself or your skills so far in the process?
I think that, like, this show is really about love and about the depth of love. And I think that that's one thing that has been surprising me even into this second week of performances, is kind of, you know, the lengths you go to for people and the lengths that these characters go to in order to secure that love. And that's kind of been an interesting little thing for me this week, feeling on stage, because it does, you know, the emotions do surprise you sometimes. You don't really expect it, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, I'm feeling this thing, because you're in the moment as the character. It's been really lovely, and it's just such a iconic piece, and it's just so epic, and so it's a joy to play this role.
Oh, it sounds brilliant. Congratulations. I've been some great reviews. lovely. And, of course, a few more runs yet, so nobody's missed out. Are you doing – I haven't looked at your schedule. Tuesday to Sunday, is it?
We do Tuesday to Sunday, yeah. We do 8 shows most weeks. There's a couple of extra shows in the last 2 weeks. So we're at the Opera House until – the 17th of October, I think. So another 6.5 weeks now. And then we actually do move down to Melbourne. And we're in Melbourne, I think, for 15 weeks. So it's a much bigger season in Melbourne, and the theatre's bigger too. So it is. There are still tickets available for the Sydney run. It is pretty limited, though. But they are available, and they do. I've also been told by the producers that they release certain seats the day before a performance too. So sometimes it's good to jump on the website and have a look. But otherwise, you know, if people want a little trip down to Melbourne, we're going to be there for all of summer, pretty much. So it's not the Opera House, but the Arts Centre is just beautiful, and it's a much bigger theatre too. So I think it's even going to be bigger and grander, because this set can kind of breathe. It's amazing the way it can kind of get bigger and smaller depending on the venue. So I think Melbourne is also going to be pretty epic.
Brilliant. Well, that's you locked up for a little while, have you?
Yes, it is.
But brilliant.
Which is nice. It's been a while for
COVID.
We're all very happy to be employed and to be working.
100%. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Blake, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, T.
Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. So that's Blake Belden, and he is, of course, in the Phantom of the Opera, which you can see right now. I still think it'd be better to see at the Opera House. It's pretty iconic, isn't it?